Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Marketing 101. This one is going to be mainly audio, but if you decide to watch the video, you'll be able to see and follow along. But my narrating is going to be fantastic. So if all you're doing is listening, you'll be able to remember all this. Trust me, we're going to go through the basics of meta advertising, where you can advertise on Facebook and Instagram without using any other software. All right, let's dive in. For this week, what we're going to do is we're going to use Meta Business Suite. I'm going to show you what they've done. Meta has slowly creeped into the automation world and is like, hey, you can do everything inside of your business suite as long as you just use the tools that are in there. And I think they're actually really good. You're going to realize that if your ads start to take off and you start to download a lot of leads, let's say anything more than 2 leads per day, then you're going to want to have some type of automation. And that's where you're going to need some type of follow-up. The old-fashioned way, and this is how I started, is they didn't even have these tools. We would set up a Zap. I don't know if you're familiar with Zapier. And what would happen is we'd have a Facebook Zap. So Facebook would zap straight to a Google Sheet in our office. And every lead would come in and drop in the Google Sheet. And we'd have a Zap to an email. And it would go right into the front desk email. So as soon as a lead was converted, whether they filled out a form or whatever, we would get an instant email and it would be instantly imported into a spreadsheet. So we'd know the exact time, everything. So if it was happening at 10 p.m. the night before, the next morning, we would be on top of it. And we did really well. We built a $1 million practice doing this. And then we started learning all the other stuff because it was becoming cumbersome to keep up with everything. So once you get to that point, that's where you hire me or anyone else to help you with running ads more efficiently. And you have everything streamlined and built in a CRM. We use Go High Level. It's just still probably the front runner when it comes to this stuff, but there's going to be a lot of other options out there. And Meta's onto this too. I don't think they're going to go out and buy a tech company like Go High Level, but they're going to build their own on the inside or buy a smaller company that they can just plug and play their software into Meta and do this stuff for you. But I'm going to show you how to do this. If you're just launching and you're like, I don't know where to start or where to go, how do I keep up with this? I would advise you to get a CRM for sure. Something that will manage this and that you can just API it straight to your Facebook and link it together so that everything populates in there. It's a lot easier to manage. You can send out automatic text messages. You can send out automatic emails. I really do advocate for that. But if you're just like, I need to get started, I need to do ads, we're bringing in a new employer. We're bringing in a new modality. Let's go. This is the podcast for you. So what you're going to do is you're going to log into your Facebook account. So the business account, which is the one that holds all your ads. And from there, what you're going to do is you're going to click on the Meta Business Suite, or you're just going to go to business.facebook.com. And it should automatically bring you to your homepage on your business page. Does that make sense? So you get here and the first thing you see right at the top is going to be your leads right at the top. If not, you just go to lead center on the left side, click on the lead center. This is after you're running ads and you will be able to see every single lead that has come in. They've even developed a pipeline view where you can create pipelines where the intake form has been filled out. You'll have all your leads in the intake form. Then you can move them to qualified if they've come to the office or they're coming for the office, booked an appointment, and then to converted, saying that they've actually converted. And then you can create your own stages in here saying lost, follow-up, abandoned. You can be like, I love our abandoned column. I mean, that's just for leads that are just no good. You've contacted them 10 times. You've called them 10 times. You've emailed them 20 times. You've texted them 15 times, and there's just no response. We put them in the abandoned to save everyone the hassle of all this. So they built their own CRM within Meta, and it is so cool to just be able to use this. It's very awesome. And if you know anything about Zaps or conversion things, you can go to Zapier.com, Zapier.com, and create Zaps straight to your Google Sheets, straight to your Excel sheets, straight to your Google Drive, whatever you use in your office for front desk management. If you're simple, I think if you were born before 1980, this is something you probably want to do just because of how we were structured learning computers at a young age. You know, we didn't have it when we were 4 years old. We were using computers later, probably in high school or college. So you probably are all cool with the spreadsheets and keeping things simple, but I highly advocate for CRMs and moving forward that way. So explore your Meta Business Suite. From here, when you run ads, you will be able to go across Facebook and Instagram, and you will be able to reach people and get leads that fill out, and you're going to convert them to new patients, and you can do it all within here. The point of the podcast is I'm trying to encourage and give you some motivation to go out and do some ads. Do some ads. The biggest frustration I've heard over the last 24 months is hiring digital companies, spending quite a bit of money, and not being happy with the results. I don't know if chiropractors can just never be happy. I don't know if it's like that and the Trolls movie, if you guys are just part of that village of all the grumpy people. I'm not sure, but I really do think it is underwhelming when we hire digital agencies and the results that come in. Very few people are super excited about what they get results from, but it's because you have no control. So the answer to this is that you don't know what they're doing. The leads are mediocre. The conversions are low. It's always the same type of complaints that happen from chiropractors is that they've hired digital marketing agencies, and we just hear the same thing. I think it's why maybe sometimes people coach with me and it ends up coming to an end is because they're underwhelmed by the marketing portion of it. So everyone's at fault at this. No one's perfect, but if you take control of this, you got no one else to blame. You have an understanding. You get a better sense of what type of marketing you want to do, what type of offers you want to create, what demographic you want to target, and then you can start building from there. Then you can start shopping for digital agencies that might be able to help you in specific niches that they know what they're talking about. So that's very cool. Run away from digital agencies that, you know, market one thing. And then when you call them, like, we could do all your ads. We could do your massage ads, your chiro ads, your decompression ads, your neuropathy ads, your laser ads. And you're like, well, wait a minute. You said you were really good at cold laser. What? How are you good at everything? Then, you know, they're just a cookie cutter type agency. The ones that are really good focus and have a niche, I may just do two or three things. That's really it. They're the best ones. Reach out to me and I'll help you find a marketing agency that's best fit for you. But other than that, don't be scared to dive into your Facebook account and what they do on the back end. I know I sound a little excited, but this stuff, it just makes sense. You cannot do marketing for $500 a month and get new patients anywhere on digital print, billboard, mailers, Google. I mean, it's really hard to convert into new patients. It's still the best cost per click to get new patients. And always the best thing to do. Oh, for all you new service providers out there, all you new DOs, chiropractors, dentists, optometrists, the best thing you can do is network. Your community needs to know who you are and what you do. It's pretty obvious what you do. You don't have to say much. Chiropractor, dentist, optometrist. But we all have a cool, unique story in what we do and what we specialize in or what we look at or what we love working with. And that's the story that transcends into your community and gets the referrals coming in, even from potential patients that may not be other service professionals. These are the people that will tell your story for you, whether you like it or not. And as the months and years go by, you start to build an amazing community. If you don't know my story, you know, in 2008, opened up my practice up in Western Canada, in a city called Calgary, a bigger city, and gung-ho, 24-year-old new chiropractor, gung-ho to get out there and meet as many people as I can, do everything and work 90-hour weeks. We did it. My wife and I, we did it. And you build the solid community, and it felt really tough to sell that business and move away from that community. You know, you lost a lot of connections, and it was kind of scary moving all the way to Florida. We're now in Tampa, Florida. And then it dawned on me, I'm like, holy smokes, that was a lot of work. We got to do that again. Like, there was no other way to build a business than to get into the community and get people to know what I do and who I am and how it works and what we're bringing here and the Spitfire, you know, maple syrup type of chiropractic I'm going to be bringing in to Tampa, Florida. But that was the unique flair that I brought, but it had to be done. And I look back at that again, doing it at 34 years old with kids the second time around, I was like, you're crazy. You went through a little phase of psychosis doing that again. But there was no other way. You burn the boats. You have no other choice. You got to do it again. And that is always the root to this. So in the background, there is no cheat. And the reason I had that little segue is because some of you have fallen away from that, whether you've been in practice for 2 years or 22 years or 52 years, you've gotten away from your community and you've gotten away from the low-hanging fruit, as we like to call it in business. You're reaching for the top of the tree with the good, ripe, sun-kissed fruit. And it's the hardest one to get, but you got to nurture the entire tree from its infancy and seed all the way up to when it's producing for you. And you forgot about that because now you have this, 10-year-old apple tree that you just are taking for granted of because every spring it's going to produce more fruit. And you know that, which is great. That's the business that you have built. But an orchard is much better than one apple tree. So, and remember that. And you're forgetting the low-hanging fruit. And it's there for you. And that is in your community. And that is your reputation. And doing community events. And amplifying your social media through your community. So meeting the other providers. Highlighting their businesses on your business. Building your email list. Don't forget this stuff. I think I'm going to have to do every podcast a little segue to remind you to not lose this. We're in a time of community. Other people like to use inflation and Bidenomics and all these other words to pass blame on the current situation. And I'm telling you, when these things types have happened, it's expansion and contraction of the universe. We're in a contraction. It means get back into your community and shake some hands again and rekindle those relationships that you did at the very beginning. You're gonna notice a huge improvement in your business, in your referrals, and all that great stuff that comes with it. So get back to that. And these are the basics of Facebook. And what they've been doing in the back end is so cool with the ads manager. You can go in there, go into your Meta Business Suite, and just look at what they're doing for you. You can create, they have AI in the Meta where you can now create autoresponders on the Messenger. They found you through Facebook. So obviously they have Facebook. So now you can create AI very simply to autorespond to any intake form that comes in and send the messages. So now you have another way of communication through Facebook Messenger. Instantaneously, it says, thanks, Mike, for jumping on our $99 new patient special. We're excited to see you. All you need to do is this, step one, step two, or expect an email follow-up from our friendly staff in the next 24 hours, or expect a phone call and an email and a text within the next few hours. So that is a warning. They see it on Facebook. They get a text. They get an email. Bunch of ways of to communicate, and all you're doing is just say reply yes, call us back, say yes, book an appointment, click this link, go to our contact us page. You're just giving them instructions, and don't feel bad to create. And this is where automation starts to build, where you have a 20-point sequence that happens within 17 days, and in with the first 3 days you bombard them. Within the first week, they've got like four emails and a bunch of texts from you. And then by, day 10, 15, they're getting a text reminder saying, hey, have we followed up? Have we done that? And that's where CRMs can really help you so that when if they do respond via any form, they automatically are taken out of that sequence. And then they're put into a converted call. Make sense? There you go. I tried to narrate this and not use visuals as much as I possibly could. And I hope that painted a little picture for you on how to get started. Go explore this. For many of you that are listening, you probably are well advanced past that. You've hired digital marketers. You've seen the CRMs. You've used the back end. You may not want to touch it. You're like, I don't want to do this stuff. Or you have it. You have the softwares and you're just barely using them. That is fine. But the basics, going back to the basics, if you want to grow, you need to walk, and you need to walk a lot. It can't just be a few steps. You have to go back and walk and shake hands and network and meet. And if you hate networking, create your own network group and invite the people who you want to invite to it. It's the No Homers Allowed Club. Create that one. You don't like homers, physical therapists? Fine. You invite everyone to physical therapist, whatever it may be, or whatever you're doing. We love you, physical therapist. Don't. That's just not a knock. Don't worry about it. That's the thing there. And you create your own networking group and you meet up once a month or once a week or twice a month, whatever it is, at your favorite coffee shop. And you now are the one that delegates the network. You're the expert. People come and they're waiting for you to start the meeting. You start the meeting and that is it. And the rest is just done for you. These are such great things. And if you have a bigger staff, a bigger team, You can get other people doing this for you. Why can't you have two meetings going? Why can't you have two internal events per month going, one by one doctor, one by another? Why can't you do this stuff and amplify the things that already work? If you keep doubling down and all you do is Facebook, you're going to spin the same tires all the time. There's only so much money you can put into it, and there's only so much results you can get from it and keep up with. So just remember that. As great as things sound, there's always a cap, and there's matters to limitation, right? Or limitations to matter. Wow, that's backwards. There's all limitations to matter, and even it comes to the principles in marketing as well. You can only funnel so many people. You can only call so many people back. Your CAs are going to get, you know, tired of it. They do. They understand the business principle, but they're tired. They're calling a lot of people. We have a list of 197 leads just sitting in the lead column that don't respond over the last, I think, four, five, maybe six, since October. At what point do you put them into abandon? You got to do a cleanup. And typically what ends up happening is you just take the bottom half of the list and throw them all into abandon. That's not the best way to follow up with our patients. Make sense? So we went from simple to advanced, but this podcast is just to get a little fire underneath you to get going. In the Marketing 101 group, join it for service professionals if you're not a chiropractor. And if you're a chiropractor, Marketing 101 for chiropractors, join those groups. What we're going to do is we've already launched, and I think we have our first group together. This is a lower barrier offer for $500 a month where you can get in, coach with me in a group. We're going to have a group of four. We're going to pick a time that works every single week, and we're just going to Zoom together, all four of us, and we're going to go through the questions together, and I'm going to just spearhead it so that we see growth, and it will help you grow and build these systems within your marketing campaign. So if you know anyone, and we're going to limit this. We're going to limit it to students, recently new grads. So if you're within 3 years of graduation, you graduated in 2021 or later from any profession, this is the group for you. It's a low barrier offer to come on in. We'll make exceptions. Just reach out to me. If you've been in this for 25 years, you're like, I've never used social media before. We'll probably let you come into this group. But it's here to help you. It's a lower barrier offer to get in. I'm excited about it. I don't have any more time in my schedule. I don't know why I keep inventing all this stuff. But anyways, there. And if you are looking for probably the best workshop conference that has ever been put together around this stuff that is completely specific to chiropractic and service professionals that have a brick and mortar practice, you want to come up to Banff, Canada this summer and join us in the room with the best of the best that will help you tell your story better, market better, convert better, and profit better. I mean, come on, that sounds great. And if the reason I did it in Banff in the Rocky Mountains is because, you know, in case I don't deliver all that, you're in the freaking Rocky Mountains on the best vacation you've had probably in the last 5 years. It's absolutely beautiful spot. And we got a VIP golf thing on one of the nicest golf courses I guarantee you've ever golfed on in your entire life. So if you're even a partial golfer, you want to be up there. Getbooksolid.com. Check it out there. And we hope to see, we have so many tools for you, for your success. We're doing this for your success, folks. And I love it. It's given me a huge purpose in my life to just help you guys. I've loved this. I love my profession. I love people who serve. And that's why I do what I do. But keep doing what you're doing. Reach out. The questions, my email's blowing up. It's 7 years in the making and I'm answering emails all day. It is super exciting. It's great. And I love it. Thanks for sparking my fire. Have a great week. You guys rock. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at EnricoD.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.